It's time for Northwest Conference Basketball on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com. Proud sponsors of high school basketball on KGMI include Chihuahua Mexican Restaurant, Hankook Gravel, Good to Go Meat Pies, Judd and Black, Meridian Equipment, Valley Plumbing and Electric, Little Caesars Pizza, AirTech Heating and Hydro, Walton Beverage, and Western Roofing. Other sponsors are McAvoy Oil, Smith Kia of Bellingham, Mount Baker Roofing, Barron Heating, Carl's Mower and Saw, Northwest Propane, Dewey Griffin Subaru, Unlimited Service, Westside Building Supply, and Western Travel Sales. Now, let's go courtside with our KGMI broadcast crew.
From the Sun Dome in Yakima, this is Dick Stark with Ken Crawford as we bring you a semifinal game between the Linden Lions, 21-6 on the season, and Mark Morris, also 21-6. And Ken, these two teams match up beautifully as far as size and the record they have in the season.
No doubt about it, and they both are experienced teams that have been at this venue before. They know what it's like to play in the state tournament. It should be a good one.
The winner of this game will play for the state championship at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So this is a big one, and this is the one they waited all season long for in Linden and also down in the Longview area. We'll be back with more here from the Sun Dome in just a moment on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Meridian Equipment is a proud supporter of high school athletics. They've served the community for more than 60 years, selling new and used farm and light industrial equipment. Meridian Equipment is now a distributor of Miller Tires, specializing in tires for antique tractors. They also have great prices on batteries as well as oil for everything from tractors to motorcycles. Watch for their next big auction scheduled for March 17th. Meridian Equipment, open weekdays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 till noon at 5946 Guide Meridian in Laurel.
McAvoy Oil is Whatcom County's premier local petroleum distributor, family-owned since 1932. They've been providing top-quality petroleum products matched with unbeatable customer service for over 80 years. If you're in the agriculture, industrial, or construction industry, McAvoy Oil is committed to your success. For your fuel and lubricant needs from bulk tank, construction site, or trucking fleet, see why McAvoy Oil is Whatcom County's trusted petroleum distributor. Learn more online at McAvoyOil.com.
Okay, back here at the Sun Dome in Yakima. There have been a lot of thrilling games here, Ken, starting with the Linden girls and that thriller they had, and then it just went on all day long. The Linden Christian boys, double overtime, and they win.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it that, you know, teams are feeling more comfortable, but there's also a growing pressure, too, because it's one of those things where we're getting closer to the trophies, closer to the hardware, so the games are exciting and nobody's out of it till the very end.
Well, and a team that's going to contact with Linden Christian is Freeman. Freeman has not lost a game all season long. They played Zilla, a team that had one loss in their entire season. It was really tight all the way, but coming through to win was Freeman. They remain undefeated, and they will play Linden Christian at 7 o'clock tomorrow night for the state championship. That'll be quite a matchup.
That'll be quite a matchup, I'll tell you. The Freeman team, we watched that game just now, and they're big, they're strong, they're aggressive. Linden Christian had their hands full today. That's going to be a good one, too, for the state championship.
We talked to Brian Roper just a few moments ago, and we're going to have his comments on this basketball game right now.
When you need a road built or have a new building project that needs a foundation excavated and a parking lot to go with it, or simply need to move rainwater from point A to point B, call professionals at Hankook Gravel. They can come meet you to discuss your unique project and give you a free quote to get your project excavated and then out of the ground. Trust the quality of Hankook Gravel for your next earthwork project. Hankook Gravel, serving Whatcom County for over 40 years.
Hi, Bernie here from Westside Building Supply. You know, no two people look at the world the same way. Some are cracked, others lack energy, and others can be high maintenance. If you're in need of a sparkly new outlook, try Ply Gem Windows. You knew I was talking about windows, didn't you? A new Ply Gem window from Westside Building Supply is bound to change your view of the world. energy efficient, low maintenance, and good looking too.
Change your view with Ply Gem Windows from Westside Building Supply on the Guide Meridian in Linden.
It's almost spring as the days get warmer and flowers begin bursting into bloom. It's the perfect time to escape to the sights and sounds of sunny Mexico at Chihuahua's. Shake off those winter blues with $3 happy hour specials, all day drink specials, and more savings online with a dinner coupon. And Chihuahua's offers a Canadian discount too. Ask how you can save 10% off your entire bill.
Chihuahua's, the biggest and the best family Mexican restaurant in Whatcom County. Just two exits north of Costco, exit 262 in Ferndale.
Meridian Equipment is a proud supporter of high school athletics. They've served the community for more than 60 years, selling new and used farm and light industrial equipment. Meridian Equipment is now a distributor of Miller Tires, specializing in tires for antique tractors. They also have great prices on batteries as well as oil for everything from tractors to motorcycles. Watch for their next big auction scheduled for March 17th. Meridian Equipment, open weekdays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 till noon at 5946 Guide Meridian in Laurel.
And we talked to Bill Bakamas of Mark Morris. Here are his comments.
Did you hear him say there's nothing playing on the radio, on the station? That's not playing.
Oh, it's not playing? You're not hearing it at all?
That's what he just said. It's not playing.
Would you run down and tell Mark that it's...
Meridian Equipment is a proud supporter of high school athletics. They've served the community for more than 60 years, selling new and used farm and light industrial equipment. Meridian Equipment is now a distributor of Miller Tires, specializing in tires for antique tractors. They also have great prices on batteries as well as oil for everything from tractors to motorcycles. Watch for their next big auction scheduled for March 17th. Meridian Equipment, open weekdays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 till noon at 5946 Guide Meridian in Laurel.
Okay, back here at the Sun Dome, and I guess the interviews didn't go through, so we are going to, give you an idea. Both these coaches know each other well. They have contrasting styles. Bakamas of Mark Morris, who's been here many times, great coach, great friend of Brian Roper. Half-court game, and that's something out of the Southwest that they do.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I was at Ari Long for 3 years, and Mark Morris and Kelso were the big rivals down there. They haven't changed a whole bunch. It's a half-court discipline style, emphasis on defense type of team.
The interesting thing with Mark Morris this year, they have twins who are their top scorers, identical twins, Garrett Berger and Tyler Berger. They take well over 50% of the team shots. They had over half of the points for Mark Morris in yesterday's game. Yeah. And yesterday's game was a miracle win for them. They were trailing most of the game, and then right at the end against Renton, a shot was missed from out front. Mark Morris got the rebound, put it in at the buzzer, and they had won the game and go on here to play in the semifinals.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it that those kinds of experience, and Coach Roper was talking about the emotion. You know, you win a ball game and you got to come right back and be ready to be up against an opponent that's at the same level as you or more. That's going to be interesting to see how it starts out tonight.
And one of the things that Brian Roper takes pride in is using most of his bench. I mean, he'll go 8 or 9 players throughout the game, which saves their legs. And in the case of the team last night, Columbia River, and also Mark Morris only goes with 6 guys.
Yeah, and excuse me, sir.
Yeah, well, they've got to be tired.
They've got to be tired. And, you know, the other thing, too, about it is Mark Morris has got 8 seniors on their squad. You know, Linden only has 2, and so he's going to use – youth, he's going to use depth, talking about Coach Roper. We'll see if Mark Morris, like you said, legs tired, if they're going to be able to stay up for the whole game.
Here's how the starting lineups will go. First for the Mark Morris Monarchs, Garrett Berger, 6'4" senior, and Tyler Berger, his twin brother, 6'5" and a senior, Tanner Valancourt, a 6-foot senior, Dawson Fritz, a 5'10" junior, and Zach Resmond. Resmond is a 6'5" senior, so pretty good size there. 6'4", 6'5", 6'5", and a 6-footer in the starting four, for the starting five. For the Linden Lions of Brian Roper, both of them are 21-6 on the season. Christian Zamora, a 6'4" junior, starts. Kobe Elsner, a 6-foot junior. He's the smallest player on the floor. It's Clayton Whitman, a 6'5" junior, and Blake Silvas, a 6-foot junior. Now we'll begin the ball game. The tip is controlled by Linden. goes into the hands of Elsner, and Kobe out on front. Looking at a zone defense right now, coming to the paint. And now a turnaround jump drop by Whitman. Looked like he shot it from the hip, but it goes in.
He got hit just as he put the ball up in the air and controlled it. Nice shot.
So 2-0 score here in favor of Linden. Here come the Monarchs racing across the line in powder blue uniforms. Looking inside. Can't go there. Back out front. Berger, Tyler Berger. The Bergers are the ones who will put the ball in the air. Now driving up the middle. They try to go inside. Off someone's hands. Picked off and taken by Whitman. Whitman coming the other way now for Linden. Kick it to the corner. Here's a bomb from way outside that won't go down for Silvis. And as they chase the ball, taken here by Mark Morris, they'll come the other way. Garrett Berger with it. Berger out front to his brother Tyler. And immediately they're picked up. Man-to-man defense being used here by Linden. They're going to try and deny the Berger brothers. That's the big story here. Come over on the left side, halfway down. Pass goes to Fritz. Fritz back on top. Tyler Berger. Tyler with it. Tyler, cross-court pass over. It comes to Garrett. Now from the corner, Garrett shot, no good. Rebound grabbed off by Linden.
A lot of movement with the pass.
Out front, Elsner, look to the left wing. Here's Whitman. Long three-point shot, won't go. Rebound taken off here by the Monarchs, and here they come the other way, racing down across the line, Valancourt. Tanner Valancourt, a six-foot senior, look to the right side, halfway down, goes to Garrett Berger. Garrett Berger, a couple of bounces, top of the key to Valancourt. As you say, over half the shots will come up from the two Berger brothers. Now they come to Tyler Berger. Tyler Berger puts up a long three-point shot, and he hits nothing but net.
Right foot on the line, though. I think they only gave him a two on that one.
He gets a two on it from out front. Score tied at two. Here comes Linden. Elsner to the left side. Elsner back out front. Rotate the basketball. Elsner, here he comes to Whitman. Whitman wants to penetrate. Can't do it. Back out front. It comes to Silvis. Now he passes inside. Elsner drives, and he is hammered, but they may call a charge.
They do. The two officials look at each other, and they've got him for a charge.
So a charge on Elsner. He likes to penetrate.
Yeah.
He really goes after it. 5:46 left in the first quarter of play here in the semifinals of the state 2A basketball tournament. Racing across the line. Here comes Valancourt. Out it comes to Berger. Long three-point shot. Won't go. Rebound. Grabbed off and taken by Linden. Quickly they come the other way. Drive into a crowd. Shot's going to go up and not down. Maybe another charge.
Oh, they got a traveling call. He came down just before he hit anybody. So Linden a little bit out of control on the offensive end, but they'll calm that down here pretty quick.
Linden likes to run, and that's been the trademark of their team this year. And they have a great break, and they know how to find the open man.
Yeah.
Full court pressure here by Linden in the backcourt. Valancourt will bring it up. Valancourt, a six-foot senior. Coming back over to Fritz. Fritz with the basketball. Down it comes to Berger. Berger in the corner. They like those three-point shots. Back out front it comes. This time it's Tyler Berger. Three-point shot doesn't go down. Rebound is chased down and controlled. Then taken by Linden. Great job there as Whitman got his hand on it. Tipped it back over and coming the other way with it for Linden is Zamora. Zamora comes into a crowd.
Another charge.
That's three charges in the last 2 minutes. Yeah. I've never seen that many charges. Wow.
Yeah, that is, I'll tell you, Linden is really working hard to penetrate, but Mark Morris is in good spot. Linden's going to take a timeout.
Okay, we'll be back in 30 seconds with the score. Linden 2 and Mark Morris 2 on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Homestead Farms Golf Club is cheering on Linden High School and Linden Christian as they head toward postseason. Go get them, Lions and Lynx. Homestead is a fun and challenging course with affordable green fees and a variety of membership options. Their new indoor hitting studio is great for club fitting, lessons, or just as an indoor driving range. And from February 18th to the end of the month, Homestead is offering free club fittings. Make your appointment today. Homestead Farms Golf Club. Find them online at homesteadgolfclub.com.
Okay, Linden's made a couple of changes. Elsner was out of the ball game. Now he's back in. Heppner, I think, is on the floor.
That's correct.
Full court pressure here by Linden. Pass comes in the back court to Garrett Berger. Berger down across the timeline. Fritz with it at the point. being checked there by Elsner. Elsner's got a couple of fouls, I think. We'll check that for you. Check to see if he's got, does he have two, Ken? Three-point shot not going to go this time. Linden has it quickly off to the races. Here comes Zamora. Zamora dishes down. Driving shot is good by Whitman.
Nice move. Way to go. Attack it. They're going to attack that time. Got the advantage of the path to the basket.
Out front it comes down to Tyler Berger. Tyler Berger with the pass. Out front Fritz. Fritz setting up the offense. Glances over to his coach, Bill Bakamas. Now Fritz drives. Has it picked. Fast break. Zamora. Coast to coast. Slam dunk. Boy, Zamora, so much quickness.
Great anticipation on that pass to be able to knock it loose. Nicely done.
6-2 Linden. Cross-court pass left side. Going all the way across to Valancourt. Valancourt out front. Come now to Garrett Berger. Boy, when you rely on just two guys for most of your shooting, you're pretty easy to target. But there they hit another one.
Yeah. Nice quick release. Had two people on him.
Tyler Berger from the corner. 6-5 score in favor of Linden. Down it comes to Zamora. Zamora Heppner. Heppner out to Elsner. Elsner at the point. Elsner trying to drive. Back over it comes to the corner. And a long three-point shot by Zamora.
Yeah, great job of penetration in the kick out. Zamora right there. Feet ready to go. Nice shot.
9-5 Linden. So now across the line is Berger. Tyler Berger with the ball. If you hear the name Berger a lot, there's a reason. Driving, Tyler shoots, won't go, called for travel.
Yeah, tried to take what they call the Euro step, and I think that Mark Morris is calling a timeout here.
So a timeout. We're going to break for 30 seconds. Be right back on KGMI and KGMI.com.
On the roads, in the air, on the sea. LTI, a division of the Linden Inc. family of companies, delivers quality solutions to your transportation needs. And if you want to be a part of this great team, take a closer look at their company. LTI is looking for the right people who share their values. They offer excellent benefits and growth opportunities. The company employs over 600 professionals, proudly supporting all of the communities they serve. LTI and Milky Way, serving the Pacific Northwest since 1947, and a proud supporter of high school sports. Visit them today at linden.com.
2:59 left in the first quarter here of the semifinals between Linden and Mark Morris. Linden leads it 9-5. The winner will play for the state championship tomorrow. Boy, lots of tradition in these two teams.
Lots of tradition, no doubt about it.
Elsner across the line. He's playing cat and mouse with Fritz. Comes around him, back out front. Zamora had a look, doesn't take it. Nice dish inside. Pump fake and then the shot by Heppner, and he was hammered. Boy, great dish inside.
Yeah, nice little step. The defense stepped towards him, a little underhand dish right there. We're shooting free throws.
So Heppner at the line, a 6'1" sophomore. 9-5 in favor of the Linden Lions. The foul shot is up and off the left side, no good. Trey Labounty's checked in for Linden. He's a 6'8" senior. Second shot is up. This one is good. 10-5. Linden by 5 points. Mark Morris coming out of backcourt. Look over on the right side. Coming over to Vandencourt. High post pass now. Coming to Tyler Berger. Tyler back to the basket now. Comes back out to Fritz. Fritz will set up the offense. Fritz, drive the right side. Pretty easy to figure out the offense when you got two guys taking all the shots.
Yeah, they're moving from side to side, and the ball's following them. So that's basically it. Linden knows that. They've got two kids on each of those of the brothers, and it's been effective right now. That's the second foul on Elsner, by the way.
So Elsner will sit down for a while. Kobe picked up his second foul. He had a charge earlier. And so now they come in to Valancourt. Valancourt, back he comes, top of the circle to Berger, Garrett Berger. Garrett with the basketball. Good defense there.
Yep.
Being used by Blake Selvis. Now as they go, a skip pass to the high post. Fall away jump shot. It was really a forced shot. Amazed that he attempted that. He was way off balance, and the ball was an air ball. Goes out of bounds to Linden.
A shooter shoots no matter what, and he'll forget about that one really quick. They're putting one of the brothers there at the high post, Berger at the high post, and trying to make him the hub of their offense.
Okay, down comes Silvis now. Silvis out front. Look to the left wing. Back out front. Rotate around. Come to Whitman. Now to the far corner. Zamora, three-point shot. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Mark Morris. Here they come, driving into a crowd. Nice dish inside for a shot that will be blocked, but a foul will be called. It was Rismon, Zach Rismon, a 6'5" senior, putting up the close-in shot that was hammered. Yes. And the foul is on Whitman.
An example of where Mark Morris trying to run a little bit on the transition.
So the foul shot by Rismon is good. 10-6, four-point lead Linden. Chris Mullen will shoot again. A minute and 35 left in the first quarter of the play. State semifinal. Second shot is also good. 10-7. Linden leads it by three. And here comes Blake Silvis out of backcourt. Silvis come down the left sideline. Back out to Silvis. Silvis look to the corner. Cutter's going through. Bodie has checked in the ball game, so Carson Bodie's in there also for Linden. Out front, driving with it now is Silvis. Silvis in a crowd, back out front. Three-point shot is going to be short off the iron. Rebound, players dive for it, taken by Mark Morris. Here they come on the right side. Berger goes to his brother for a shot that will be partially checked. Players dive for the loose ball, and the possession, Linda, they called a timeout as they belly flopped on the ball to save possession.
Great presence of mind right there by Linden. Get the timeout, and they'll have the ball when they come out of it. 30 seconds.
We'll be back with more here on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Kurt Mayberry Farm knows the value of community. That's because they're a fourth-generation, family-owned and operated berry farm in Linden that grows, harvests, and processes strawberries, raspberries, and blueberries. It's also why Kurt Mayberry Farm takes great pride in being a committed sponsor of youth and high school sports, and they would like to wish the Linden sports teams the very best of luck this year. Kurt Mayberry Farm in Linden or online at KurtMayberryFarm.com. That's Kurt, M-A-B-E-R-R-Y, farm.com.
So Linden will inbounds in the backcourt. They lead it 10-7 with 56 seconds remaining here in the first quarter of play. Inbounds pass come to Silvis. Silvis brings it up, looking at a 2-3 zone. Whitman, look to the left side. Heppner, back out front. Silvis has a look, doesn't shoot. Silvis has got a great eye from outside. Now Zamora in a crowd, back to the basket, back to Silvis, driving. His shot is blocked away, and a foul is going to be called. Going to go against Mark Morris. I think Silvis will be at the line.
Good penetration there by Linden to get in against that matchup 2-3 zone.
So Blake Silvis will shoot, the 6-foot junior. Foul shot is up, and it is rimming out, no good. Linden leads it 10-7, 37 seconds left, first quarter of play. Boy, a fast first quarter.
Fast first quarter.
So now Silvis will shoot again. Silvis takes a deep breath. You can hear the fans in the background. It's up and off, no good. Tip controlled by Linden and then lost out of bounds. So Mark Morris will put it in play. 34 seconds remain here in the first quarter of play. Tyler Berger will inbounds. Tyler comes in over to Fritz. Fritz to Tyler. Tyler still with the basketball. Fritz on the near side is Garrett Berger. And now as they're dribbling the basketball, he must have stepped on the sideline.
Must be, because I don't see a foul call, and he went running down to the other end, so that must have been it.
19 seconds remain here in the first quarter of play. 10-7 score in favor of the Linden Lions. Inbounds pass coming out of Silvis. Silvis very slowly come up. They'll take the last shot of the quarter. So Silvis out at the point right now. 11 seconds. They're going to start looking now. 8 seconds. They have to try and get rid of it. Come down to the corner. Now, nice pass inside. Shot won't go. Tipped up. Won't go. Rebound. Grabbed off by Heppner, and then they go, the clocks and sounds, and it's the end of the first quarter of play. Timeout here And the score, Linden 10 and Mark Morris 7 on KGMI and KGMI.com.
We hope you're enjoying the game. Whether you're at work, home, or on the road, or streaming online, you're listening to the game, and so are tons of other people. You know, fans come in all kinds of shapes and sizes. Young, old, men and women. You're on the go, and you don't have time to sit around and watch games on TV. And local high school games? This is the only place to hear them. And the paper? Yeah, they'll be reporting on what happened in this game in tomorrow's edition. That's the great thing about radio. You can take it wherever you go, and you can hear what's happening in the game as it happens. If you're a business owner listening right now, think of all the fans listening. Sponsoring a sportscast like this is a great way to get your message out. You have a captive, loyal audience intently listening to the game and your ad. Sports broadcasts and your ads are a winning combination. Want advertising that gets results? Put your ads in a game. It's easy and cost-effective. Contact us and we'll show you how to get started. Visit CascadeRadioGroup.com for details after the game, of course.
I'd like to remind you of the Boys and Girls Club Classic happening next Friday, a week from tonight at the Jake, and you'll see all the top seniors from all over the county of the city in a great night of entertainment. Be there and support the Boys and Girls Club. Okay, the pass way back out front now here for Mark Morris as we start the second quarter of play. Looking inside, nothing there. And now still with the basketball driving the baseline. Look to be Tyler Berger. Tyler Berger back outside for a shot. It's an air ball. Players dive for the loose ball. It goes out of bounds to Mark Morris.
Great job by Linden on the defense. They're limiting the number of shots the Berger brothers are getting. So it's they're doing a nice job with that.
So right now, waiting for him to set up a play, and you almost have to figure it's going to be one of the Berger brothers.
Yeah, I would think.
Inbounds pass, come to the left side. Wrap around, they can't find. Now inside, Berger wide open, misses the lay-in. The pass went inside to Tyler Berger, and for some reason, I think he just hurried the shot.
Yeah.
He was by himself, but the Linden players were coming. It hit the iron, came back at him, and then he stepped out of bounds, so it's Linden's basketball. Linden leads it 10-7. 2-3 zone still being used here by Mark Morris. Nice pass inside now. Whitman turning to the basket and shooting off the glass and down.
Nicely done. Penetration against that matchup zone is the way to do it.
12-7 the score now in favor of Linden. Cross-court pass into the hands of one of the Berger brothers driving up the middle. It's Garrett Berger, and Garrett Berger scores. The 6'4" senior.
Pretty easy that time. They'll need to tighten that down a little bit. That was a tack from the top.
12-9 in favor of Linden. Now out front with the basketball. Silvas looked left. Over it comes to Elsner. Elsner on top Zamora. Zamora looks inside. Nothing there. Out front. Silvas. Elsner deep in the corner with the ball now. Zamora in the paint. Marsh double team. Marsh tries to dish off to Whitman. Knocked loose. Grabbed off by Elsner and then taken away by Mark Morris. Here they come. Going to be a foul in the backcourt. And it's going to be, I believe, on Whitman. That may be two on him.
Yeah, that is two on him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kind of a
yeah.
foolish foul. It was kind of a reach back after the ball had been taken away.
Taken away, yes.
So Mark Morris will inbounds here, trailing by just three. They're still hanging around. They're very much alive in this basketball game.
No doubt about it.
6:20 left in the first half. Very low scoring game. Now in the backcourt, pass come over to the near side to Fritz. Fritz back to Berger. Fritz driving, looks inside, and with the ball, Berger coming back out front. Valancourt bounces in on the baseline to Tyler Berger. Tyler back to his brother with the ball. Garrett turns, jumps, shoots, misses, rebound, grabbed off, and held on to tightly by Zamora. Zamora comes across the line. Hands the ball to Elsner, and Elsner will set up the offense. Elsner. Oh, wow. Passes to the left side for, he was going for Heppner. Heppner had headed back inside, did not realize the pass was coming, and so that pass went straight into the crowd.
Fifth turnover
already for Linden. And sometimes that's what you have maybe in a game.
Exactly.
12-9 score, 3-point lead for Linden. Out front, here comes Tyler Berger. Berger out front. Come to Fritz. Fritz with it, being checked there by Elsner. Fritz down the right sideline. His pass goes to Garrett Bergner. Garrett with the basketball. Rotate around to the left side. Three-point shot is no good. And that one was not taken by one of the Garretts. Down the other way, here comes Linden. Whitman in the corner. Whitman wants to penetrate. Can't do it. Looks to the high post. Nothing there. Come back out in front to Elsner. Elsner setting up the offense. Looks like Marsh is trying to get to the high post, having a hard time setting up. Back out front it comes. Top of the circle to Elsner. 14 on the shot clock. Back comes Zamora. Zamora driving as he tries to shoot.
Another charge.
Another charging foul. I don't know. You don't see this kind of, this many charging fouls in a ball game.
Yeah, in a ball game, and we're still in this first half.
Wow. Might be one of the official. That's his thing.
Yeah.
And no question, they went into a crowd, but it looked like that's one that could have gone either way. It wasn't a one-on-one. It was a penetration foul. Out front now with the ball going to Garrett Bergner. Garrett with the basketball. They love shooting the three. Garrett over on the right side to Fritz. Fritz left to right around the circle. Fritz with the basketball, and what's the call here?
That's an illegal block, and so it's an offensive foul. Goes to Linden.
You know, throughout this tournament, they really have let them play. There have not been close call games. A little different in this one, I think.
I agree with you, Coach, because that's exactly what I've noticed, too. It's they've let them play.
So out of backcourt, here comes Elsner. Six team fouls against Linden, and three against Mark Morris. Out front, Heppner. Heppner come over the right side, Zamora. Zamora drive to the baseline. Tries to force a shot up. It rolls off. No good. Rebound struggled for. Boy. It's going to be out of bounds to Mark Morris. Did they call a, I think they called a foul on
they
that.
They did call a foul, and I think it's going to be a one and one, to be honest with you, because that's the seventh foul.
They were rebounding the ball.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you, this is the game's being called much tighter than anything else we've seen so far down here.
Yeah, both teams were really battling for the rebound there. I don't know where the referee saw an advantage by Linden, but Mark Morris is shooting one and one.
Seventh team foul against Linden. We still have 4 minutes left in the first half. So Mark Morris could very well get to the double bonus. Foul shot up by Garrett Bergner. He misses, and the rebound is pulled off by Linden. Here comes Elsner across the line. Look to the left side. Heppner. Go down the wing to Bodie. Back out front, Elsner. Elsner come down the right sideline. He goes down now to Heppner. Marsh in the corner. In the corner, Zamora starting to drive. Left to right. Turn, jump, shoots, hits, fouled. He'll be at the line. Great move.
Great one-on-one move. He was patient. He waited for the defense to commit. And took that little drop step and hit the runner and gets to go to the free throw line also.
Very slow scoreboard, as we mentioned before. It still hasn't gone up on the scoreboard, but I know that basket's going to count.
Yep. There it goes.
It's up now. 14-9 Linden. 3:38 left in the half. Boy, this is a low-scoring game.
Very low score. A lot of, what do they, John Wooden would say, a lot of activity and not much achievement.
Foul shot by Zamora is good. 15-9 now. 6-point lead for Linden. In backcourt, here comes Fritz across the line. Fritz with the basketball, being checked by Elsner. Fritz drive the right side. Matchup zone being used here by the Linden Lions. Come down deep in the corner with a pass to Rismoen. He come inside. Hook shot off the glass and down. That was by Tyler Berger. Wow, what a great shot.
Nicely done.
Now, three-point shot goes down. Coming from the far side, Zamora buried it. 18-11. Linden leads it by seven now in the backcourt. Pass comes to Tyler Berger. Tyler, look to the corner. Back to Tyler. Tyler with the basketball. On top, Moen. With the basketball. High post pass. They come down deep in the corner with the pass to Garrett Berger. Now it comes back for Valancourt, and Valancourt hits a 15-footer.
Open as he was cutting to the basket. They hit him, and a nice little jumper.
18-13, Linden by five. Elsner come down the left sideline with his pass as he goes to Bodie. Now inside, reverse pivot, go to The right side now to Marsh. Marsh back Zamora. Zamora trying to find the handle. There's a double team on him. Gets it over on the left side. Goes to Bodie. Bodie with 11 on the shot clock. Whitman, turnaround jump shot goes down.
Wow, not only a turnaround, but a turnaround step back jumper. My goodness gracious.
Jack Sikma.
Yeah, exactly.
Now from the corner, long three. Air ball, rebound, taken. Linden, they're trying to push it. Quickly, here comes Zamora across the line. Zamora out front. Penetrates, drives to the baseline. Called for a traveling violation.
He was looking for a little bit of contact that wasn't there. It made him slip his foot a little bit.
2013, Linden by 7. A minute 50 left here in the first half of play. State semifinal. The winner will play tomorrow for the state 2A basketball championship. The gold ball will rest in the hands of one of these two teams. And now as they inbounds, here comes Mark Morris out of backcourt. Over on the far side, Fritz. Fritz with the basketball. Beckett comes now to Garrett. Garrett goes to his brother. High post pass now. Fritz. Fritz look with the ball. Fritz goes to Tyler Berger. Tyler Berger out front. Way outside. Driving, shooting, and missing. Rebound grabbed off by Linden. They got plenty of time. Minute 21 left here in the half. And now here comes Silvas down across the line. Silvas looked to the left corner. Linden definitely trying to pick up the pace and doing a pretty good job of it. Down the right sideline, come to Heppner. Heppner back out front. Now it comes to Silvas. Silvas, Whitman. Whitman left to right to left. Kind of going one-on-one. Now it comes back to Whitman. Whitman back out on top with his pass to Bodie. Bodie go to the right side. Silvas driving. Silvas goes into a crowd. The ball's knocked loose, and a foul may be called here against Mark Morris. Good penetration by Silvas, and he's not afraid to drive.
No, and there was only 4 seconds on the shot clock, so Coach Backus is not too excited about giving up a foul with 4 seconds on the shot clock.
Yeah, that's a 15 foul against Mark Morris. 51 seconds remain here in the first half. Linden setting up an inbounds play now, and posted low will be Marsh and Whitman. So now as they slap the ball to start the play, come into Whitman. Whitman drives, shoots, no good. He was fouled. He'll be at the line shooting two.
Coach Backus was not happy with that call. He thought they were straight up and down. But again, that pressure that Linden's putting on the front court is really good.
So Whitman spins the ball, takes a foul shot up and in. 21-13 Linden. He'll shoot again. 8-point lead for the Linden Lions. And that was the second foul on Tanner Valancourt of Mark Morris. Second shot misses. Rebound grabbed off by Morris. Here they come. Here come the Monarchs. Across the timeline. Out front with it is Valancourt. Valancourt looked to the right side. Fritz. Fritz Valancourt tries to come inside. He saw a wrist bowling on the baseline, but the skip pass went past him and out of bounds.
We'll see if Coach Roper is going to go 2-for-1 here with 34.9 left to see if he's going to hold it or if he's going to try to get two baskets here.
Okay. Whitman will inbounds, trying to get it to Silvas. Instead, coming in over the left side. Pass comes into Bodie. So Carson Bodie across the line.
They're going to hold it. They're in their victory. This is their victory formation right here.
Save it for the last shot.
Yep.
Again, Bodie with the basketball. Hand back now to Silvas. Silvas with it. Left to right. Boy, they're coming after him. Silvas loses control, gets it back. Back it goes to Marsh. Now to Silva. 7 seconds. Silvas drives, shoots, misses, rebound, grabbed off, Linden, Whitman, 3-point shot won't go at the buzzer. Timeout after two and the score. Linden 21 and the Mark Morris Monarchs 13 on KGMI and KGMI.com.